The only thing I can tell you is that the reason I am is I had an older brother. One of the instrumentals of 1957. It's called The Wiggle Wobble by Les Cooper. Do you remember it? I don't. My brother would.
Seven.
You've gone. Then when the sun, the stars in the sky know the reason why I cry. Love divine once was mine. Now you've
the song is gone. Yeah, another thing out that year. I think it was that year, 1957. It was called The Wings of a Dove. No, it was 1960 on that release. Dave Jones on the music on WPGC. This is the rock and roll generation. The year we're delving into is 1957, which was an interesting year, to say the least. A lot of things happened in music. Music was heading for what they called the black period of rock and roll. That was 1959, which we'll also be covering tonight, and I think when you hear the music of that year, you'll understand why.
The rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music.
1957. 1957 was the invasion from the country. Not another country, not even a war, but the invasion from country music. In 1955, 2 years previous, there had been three charts for a record to make. Popular white, save for an occasional Ink Spots or Duke Ellington hit, rhythm and blues, and country and western, segregated, separate but equal. When the covers died, the popular list became integrated. In 1957, the whole thing broke down. Songs by Negroes and whites appeared on all three lists. The barriers broke down as C and W, standing for country and western singers, deserted to rock. The lines were redrawn later, but it was totally confusing for a while. Who was a country and western singer? Who was a rock singer? And who was a little bit of each kind of singer? Probably one of the most successful acts to fall smack dab in the middle between country and western and rock and roll were the Everly Brothers. Wake up. Then also, Buddy Knox did a pretty good job.
Well, all I want is party down. Come along with me, we're feeling wild.
But then there were those who were really country and western singers who didn't quite delve into the rock part quite as much as Buddy Knox and the Everly Brothers did. And they formed something called rockabilly, meaning a cross between rock and roll and hillbilly music. Such stars as Jimmy Rogers. One of the most successful of all the rockabilly tunes that year, though, oddly enough, had a title about singing the blues, and it was recorded by Guy Mitchell. The second most rockabilly tune was done by a gentleman who had been in the country and western field for a long time.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
That, of course, was Marty Robbins.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1957.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt and loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day.
That's your crickets, so that'll be the day. The year's 1957. The rock and roll generation is on the air with Dave Jones at 17 after 8. Revised weather goes cloudy and cold tonight. Low dipping near 20. Tomorrow sunny, high around 40. Right now 33 degrees. Mickey and Sylvia had a record out that had sex overtones, though many people didn't notice it at the time. As the years go by, the record took on dirtier meanings. That seems to show the progress of our nation. The song was Love is Strange. The words are so suggestive. Listen.
Take it for a game. One sweet loving is better than a kiss. When you leave me, sweet kisses I miss.
After the hour now. See what I mean about a suggestive record? Wah-ha-ha-ha. No, that's a shame record. The year is 1957, the rock and roll generation. Oh yeah, Dave Jones played a song for you from the home of the heavyweights. We're going to cook till 11 o'clock.
WPGC.
In 1957, the Dell Vikings had a song out called Whispering Bells, and it went like this. Whispering Bells. 1957 was the year of the sock hops and a high school gym and a basketball game. Remember the basketball games? And the kids would come out after the basketball game. Nobody took a shower in those days. You just smelled bad. You didn't care. Nowadays, everything is smell good, and I kind of like the idea myself. Little Richard, 57. Do you remember?
Starring Little Richard, 1957. Right now it's got us 24 minutes after 8. 24 after 8 o'clock with the resident tones of Dave Jones on a Tuesday, December number 29. Continuing with 1957, there was a gentleman known as Johnny Mathis who is still around today. He had a song called Chances Are. This was a soft love ballad from that year.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are
it's Johnny Mathis from 1957, and chances are the time is kind of 28 minutes after the hour. That's 28 after 8 o'clock. Again from 1957, Fats Domino. Bo Weevil.
On Saturday night where I was born, down on the phones, get off clicking and we started drinking till the break of dawn. About 12 o'clock, everything gets hot. Up steps old Jones. We started clapping and he started singing this sweet country song. Oh, Weaver, where have you been all day? Your mama been looking, had to stop cooking since you went away. Oh, Weaver, why did you go and stay? You get a licking sore as I'm seated on the bill of hay. Everything gets hot. Up steps old Jones. We started clapping and he started singing this sweet little country song. Oh Weaver, where have you been all day? Your mama been looking, had to stop cooking since you went away. Oh Weaver, why did you go and stay? You get a lick of the sores, I'm seated on the bill of hay.
WPGC FM Morningside, presenting the top 100 hits, January 1st, 1971.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1957.
The Dune Weavers capitalized on birthdays. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, baby, by the Tune Weavers. The year is 1957. The rock and roll generation is on the air. Dave Jones playing the music for you. 1957 was a very big year for eloping. Yes, this is a fact. I well remember many people, much older than me, of course, eloping. Always the high school senior and the future wife. They used to talk until the senior prom, and then the elopement would take place. Many of those people have been married ever since. I refuse to say whether they're happy or unhappy. I don't know too many of them personally, and the song was kind of a pretty thing. I'll let you listen and see what you think. Don't you remember?
tear to your eye. Now you had an April love, didn't you? Maybe that reminds you of Tammy. Remember Tammy?
Oh, the memories, my goodness.
Yeah, I can remember things from those years. Bottles, you know, I mean, you know, but you know what kind of bottles I mean. And diapers. I was just a kid.
Song out called Maybe. It's a nice cheek-to-cheek record. Just don't get caught dancing cheek-to-cheek by your teachers, though. They frowned upon the physical touching of two human beings, especially teenagers. That was a no-no. That's it. The Chantels and Baby, Baby. Sit in a drive-in during intermission and listen to your radio and pick up that tune almost any place you went. Dave Jones played songs for 11 hours before 9 o'clock. 1957 was the year that the Chevrolet automobile really overtook the world. They had a 57 Chevy convertible that was supposedly the dream car. It was a beautiful automobile, and they also had a big V8 that was put into it that made it a fast car. So if your boyfriend was driving a 57 Chevy with dual foxtails, man, you were amongst the elite class, especially if it was powder blue with white interior. Do you remember those days, huh?
Just a dream.
Yeah, no, it's not a dream, and you're at the wrong speed, man. We've talked about this before in my show.
Just Shape up. A dream, just a dream. Is always with me. I can still hear that same I love you. How can I live in misery? I know that I won't forget you. But now I know it's too late for me.
Jimmy Clanton, Just a Dream was the name of the tune. 1957 is the year we're delving into. The rock and roll generation is on the air. Remember, January 1st, we comped out our Hot 100 for 1970 here on WPGC. Also, I should like to...
WPGC FM Morningside, presenting the top 100 hits, January 1st, 1971.